His first.
Get any easier to face Mario through the years?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, it's, as far as I'm concerned, he's number 22. And, you know, we've got to do a good job of bodying him and preventing him from creating offense for them.
What is Brady's status for this weekend?
Brady will be out. You know, he'll be out for a couple weeks. So probably the earliest he'd be back is maybe Thanksgiving.
Do we make more of the Mario matchup than you do?
Probably. I think it's, you know, for me it's kind of run its course. And, you know, we're 3 years into it. And it's worked out well for him. Our program's moved on, and we've still been very productive. And so it's probably worked out good for everybody.
What's the biggest difference, I guess, with Notre Dame? I guess in four of their last five, they've scored five or more goals. I mean, how do you have to counter something like that?
Well, I think they're just getting more comfortable with their team. That opening weekend, they had a lot of freshmen in their lineup. I'm sure there was jitters the opening weekend. I think they've been fortunate. The first eight games are at home, and I think they're getting more comfortable playing at home. And this will be the first road test for them this upcoming weekend, and so hopefully we can use that to our advantage. But it just that comfort level of freshmen who are playing pretty important roles for them to get more comfortable at the college level.
When you talk about comfort level, especially at home, this team has got a 15-game win streak. What does that mean, I guess?
It means you just jinxed us.
Well, I tend to do that. How much comfort level is it, and how much do they feel this is our house and we're not going to let anybody...
Well, I think that's any sport. You're always more comfortable playing at home. It's a little bit different here because we have a big sheet. And so there's an adjustment period for a team coming in here and just getting used to the size of the ice sheet. And, you know, we can use that a little bit to our advantage. But it's just any athlete, I think, plays better at home than what they do on the road. And, you know, you saw that last weekend that, you know, St. Cloud played more confident on Friday. We played more confident on Saturday.
You know, losing two key guys to injuries, how will that affect your lineup?
Well, it's just part of the process. You go through a long season, you're going to have different periods of your year that you're not going to have everybody available to you. So, you know, early in the year, I almost look at it as a little bit of a positive from the standpoint. Now we're going to have to throw some guys into some different situations, and, you know, we'll see what they can do. It's a chance for some of our freshman defensemen to grow right now and without Brady for the next couple weeks and, you know, throw him into the fire. Same thing up front. You know, it's a great opportunity for Vinny, you know, to move into that third line center spot and see if he can add some offense and continue to improve and make our team better.
So how's your wife Joyce going to take this weekend?
I don't know. It's house divided, let's put it that way, this weekend.
Can you say just about the year that Mario has had? I think he's third in the nation in goals.
Well, he's off to a good start. I mean, the one thing when I've watched his games that he's doing a better job of getting around the blue paint. He scored a lot of his goals there, and that's the area of the rink. I don't care what level, especially once you get to college and professionally, that most goals are scored within a 4 or 5 foot space of the blue paint. And I think that's where 7 of his 8 goals have been scored. And that's an area that we're trying to, you know, with our own team, we got to get to those areas of the rink, and that's where you score goals.
I know you don't get a chance to see him on a regular basis. How much has he matured over the last few years compared to high school to now?
Well, I think anybody. You mature physically, you mature mentally. You know, he's a junior in college now. He's probably 20 pounds heavier than he was in high school. He's more independent. I think any parent would see that in a child between 18 and 21.